Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
How do you manage data for your cattle business? Pen and paper or complicated programs? There's an easier way. Hear how Performance Beef has helped Greg Williams simplify his cattle operation.
Before I switched to Performance Beef, it was an absolute circus. It was a cobbled up pen and paper, didn't know where I was setting, mess. I know on a day in, day out basis what my break even is, how many cattle I've lost, what my feed cost is. On a daily basis, I know I can print that report page and I know exactly where I'm setting that day.
Cattle producers like Greg are saving time and boosting accuracy with Performance Beef. Are you ready to start?
For someone that's on the fence thinking about switching, just pull the trigger. It is a flat out game changer to know exactly where you're at.
Reduce the guesswork. Search Performance Beef online to request a demo.
Well, along with the 2021 harvest scene, latest numbers as reported from the U.S. Department of Agriculture showing that 84% of the U.S. corn crop has now been harvested, 87% of the soybean crop harvested, 86% of the grain sorghum crop harvested, and 55% of the cotton crop harvested nationally. As far as winter wheat plantings are concerned, we're up in the 80s and 90s as well here in the Southern Plains. We've got Oklahoma's wheat crop now 88% planted, 52% of the crop rated in good to excellent shape, 95% of the Kansas crop in the ground, 62% in good to excellent shape, and Texas 84% planted, but only 24% is rated in good to excellent condition. Oklahoma Farm Bureau's 80th annual convention has come and gone. Their state delegates re-electing Rod Mozell to a third two-year term as president of the organization, and they worked hard on policy on Saturday afternoon and morning. Rod Mozell tells us at the end of the day, a lot of the resolutions approved by the delegates had to do with medical marijuana or cannabis.
The big issue was lots of cannabis issues. There were lots of resolutions from the counties on cannabis, and so a lot of those made it through the resolutions committee process and then were approved today by the members, with some of them amended a little bit, but where we'd had a limited amount of cannabis policy in the past, we now have a lot of cannabis policy as we go forward. And then addressed every other kind of issue under the sun, from FSA policies to vaccines and masks, and just about anything you can imagine was on the table. So lots of new policies to look at, and lots of amended policies to consider.
You mentioned the ag sales tax exemption as you work through that. Work's not done there yet.
It isn't. We tried to work a lot of things out with the sales tax commission just on a discussion basis last year. That didn't go as far or as quickly as we had hoped, so we ended up doing a bill late in the session. The sales tax commission had been slow to adapt. A lot of those things are even passed into a bill, and the new system that they're trying to do is kind of cumbersome and is trying to switch it to all online, where we think the Constitution clearly calls for the county assessor to be involved. And so we're still not in full agreement with the tax commission about where we're at, and we think the process is way too cumbersome for our farmers and ranchers across the state, so we still have work to do to clean that process up.
The delegates also welcome more help to eradicate feral swine across the state and region. They also came out in support of right to repair for modern farm machinery, and they asked the U.S. Supreme Court to reconsider and overturn the McGirt versus Oklahoma decision. You've got farm news on Ron.
On Tuesday, November 9th, Ents Auction and Real Estate of Hydro will be conducting an online-only oil and gas mineral auction. Inventory includes net mineral acres, overriding royalty interest, and working interests in Blaine, Caddo, Custer, Dewey, Roger Mills, McLean, Jefferson, and Stevens counties. Many lots are listed without reserves, selling the day of the auction regardless of price. Visit EntsAuction.com for more information and to register to bid. That's E-N-T-Z, EntsAuction.com.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.